And now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. Desiderius Erasmus, the famous 16th century humanist scholar, had a great desire to see the Bible translated so that people throughout the world could read it in their own language. He famously said, "Would that these were translated into each and every language. Would that the farmer might sing snatches of scripture at his plow, and that the weaver might hum phrases of scripture to the tune of his shuttle, that the traveler might lighten with stories from scripture the weariness of his journey." To this end, he provided a critical edition of the Greek New Testament along with his own fresh translation of it into Latin, sort of as a demonstration of how this could be done. His work was the inspiration and catalyst for many who would go on to translate the Bible into various languages. For instance, Martin Luther translated the Bible into German, and William Tyndale ultimately gave his life to translate it into English. Eventually, thanks be to God, King Henry VIII, at the behest of Thomas Cromwell and Archbishop Thomas Cranmer, ordered that a copy of the English Bible be placed in every parish church that it might be read by the people. This desire that the scriptures might be accessible to all was also the impulse for an increase in the availability of education. They wanted average people to be able to read and benefit from the Bible. It is a sad irony in our day that almost everyone can read, but so few see any benefit in reading the Bible. This historical setting is the backdrop for the collect for the second Sunday in Advent, which was penned by Archbishop Cranmer. The emphasis on scripture in our lessons today was the reason why this day has become popularly known as Bible Sunday throughout the Anglican Church. Our collect serves as a nice summary as it sets forth the purpose for which God gave the scriptures to us. It then tells us how we ought to receive and appropriate them, and then it sets forth the benefits which we will receive by doing so. It opens with that wonderful line, "Blessed Lord, who hast caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning." This reminds us of a great truth regarding the Bible, that it is divinely inspired. Or to say this another way, God is the ultimate source of what is written in scripture. He moved the human authors to write what he wanted to reveal to his people. In the Old Testament, his prophets frequently preface their message by saying, "Thus saith the Lord." St. Paul touched upon this same theme when he said, "All scripture is inspired by God." And St. Peter likewise tells us that in scripture, holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. These statements collectively remind us that God is the source of scripture, and a byproduct of this is that we can trust what is written therein because God is trustworthy. I cannot think of a greater challenge to the contemporary church than this. Unlike our predecessors in the faith, most people today do not believe that God is the ultimate source of scripture, and this is likely the cause for them not taking time to read it. Furthermore, the opening line reminds us that God caused scripture to be written for our learning. This phrase, of course, is drawn from our epistle lesson this morning, where St. Paul said, "Whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning." The apostle is referring particularly to the Old Testament, which is neglected even more than the New Testament these days. But ultimately, the scriptures are intended to lead us to Jesus Christ. Following our Advent theme, the Old Testament was given to Israel to lead them to look for their Messiah. And the New Testament leads us to look for our Savior who will return in glory. The Scriptures lead us to look for the blessed hope of everlasting life, which is given to us in our Savior. Secondly, the Collect tells us how we are to receive and appropriate this great gift from God. Grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them. Here we have a series of verbs listed in ascending order, which take us from hearing the Scriptures to assimilating what they teach into our lives. This begins with hearing Scripture. St. Paul told his protege, Timothy, "Until I come, give attention to the public reading of Scripture." Our prayer book appoints certain lessons to be read on every Sunday and holy day throughout the year. And the daily lectionary for morning and evening prayer is designed to take us essentially through the entire Bible each year. All of this demonstrates the importance of reading Scripture in our tradition. We give great emphasis to reading the Bible in worship because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We already noted the desire that the Scriptures would be read by all Christians. We live in a day where the Bible is available to every home and can even be pulled up on our cell phones at any time in any place. The Bible has never been more accessible than today, but sadly, again, it is rarely read. The Collect also asks that we might mark and learn what is written. These verbs remind us of the need to be attentive when we hear and read Scripture. We need to recognize that God has something to say to us and to pay attention to learn what that might be. Finally, the Collect suggests that we need to inwardly digest what we read and hear. The analogy here is to eating. In the same way that we eat food and it is assimilated into our bodies to nourish us, so should the message of Holy Scripture be taken in and assimilated in such a way that it nourishes our souls. This is consistent with what our Lord told us when he said, "Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." The Collect concludes by enunciating the benefits which we will receive from engaging the Scriptures, that by patience and comfort of thy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life which thou hast given us in our Savior Jesus Christ. If I could make a list of things that our dark world needs today, comfort and hope would certainly be near the top. Our Collect reminds us that when we are in need of comfort and hope, we ought to turn to Holy Scripture. During this season of Advent, in which we're called to prepare ourselves to meet Christ at the creche and at his second coming in glory, let us recommit ourselves to the diligent hearing and reading of God's holy word so that we might embrace and hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life given to us in our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Now let us remember the words of our Lord Jesus, how he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive."